Have you ever felt like there's something bigger at play in your life? Like there are signs, whispers, or nudges leading you in a certain direction? Well, what if I told you those feelings might not be mere coincidences, but rather divine messages from God Himself? Imagine the incredible journey you could embark on if you tuned into those signs and listened intently. In this video, we'll delve into seven powerful signs that God is talking to you, drawing inspiration from scripture, biblical examples, and real-life events. And I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Get ready to uncover the profound ways in which God communicates with His children and ask yourself, are you listening? Sign 1. Divine Timing. Scripture. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. Have you ever experienced moments in your life where everything seems to align perfectly, almost as if the universe conspired for your benefit? Perhaps it was landing your dream job when you least expected it, or meeting someone who profoundly impacted your life at just the right moment. These instances of divine timing are not mere chance occurrences, but are orchestrated by God Himself. Just as the Bible says, there is a time for every purpose under heaven. Pay attention to the synchronicities in your life, for they may very well be God's way of speaking to you. Consider the birth of Jesus Christ, a pivotal event in human history. Everything from the prophetic announcements to the timing of Mary's journey to Bethlehem was orchestrated by God with divine precision. Despite the seemingly ordinary circumstances, God's hand was unmistakably at work, bringing His plan of salvation to fruition at the appointed time. Imagine finding yourself in a new city, feeling lost and uncertain about the path ahead. Then, out of nowhere, you encounter a stranger who offers you guidance and encouragement precisely when you need it most. This encounter may seem random, but in reality, it could be God using a stranger as His instrument to speak to you and provide direction in your life. Sign 2. Inner peace. Scripture. Philippians 4 verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Have you ever experienced a deep sense of peace amidst the chaos of life storms? This inner peace surpasses all human comprehension and serves as a powerful indicator that God is present and actively working in your life. It's the calm assurance that no matter what challenges you face, you are held securely in God's hands. When you feel this peace washing over you, pay attention, for it may be God's way of reassuring you and affirming His presence. In the Gospel of Mark, we read about a violent storm that threatens to capsize the boat carrying Jesus and His disciples. While the disciples panic in fear, Jesus remains asleep in the boat, demonstrating a profound peace amidst the chaos. When His disciples wake Him, Jesus simply rebukes the wind and the waves, bringing about a great calm. This miraculous display of power not only calms the physical storm but also instills peace in the hearts of His disciples, revealing His divine authority over all creation. A time in your life when you faced overwhelming challenges and uncertainties. Despite the turmoil surrounding you, there was a deep-seated peace within your soul, a peace that defied logic and circumstances. In those moments, you may have realized that this inner peace could only come from God, serving as a beacon of hope and strength in the midst of adversity. Sign 3. Confirmation through prayer. Scripture. Matthew 7 verses 7-8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Prayer is a powerful tool for communication with God, enabling us to seek His guidance, wisdom, and direction in our lives. When faced with important decisions or uncertainties, turning to prayer can provide clarity and confirmation of God's will. Pay attention to the answers you receive in prayer, for they may come in various forms: a gentle whisper, a sudden realization, or through the counsel of others. God delights in revealing His plans to those who earnestly seek Him in prayer. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus faced the most crucial decision of His earthly ministry, surrendering His will to the Father's plan for the salvation of humanity. In His agony, Jesus fervently prayed, "Father, if You are willing, take this cup from Me. Yet not My will, but Yours be done." Through His prayer, Jesus sought confirmation and strength to fulfill God's redemptive purpose, ultimately surrendering to the Father's will with unwavering obedience. Think back to a time when you poured out your heart to God in prayer, seeking guidance or resolution to a pressing issue. As you prayed, you may have felt a sense of peace and assurance wash over you. Or perhaps you received unexpected clarity or direction in the days that followed. These answered prayers serve as tangible reminders of God's faithfulness and His willingness to guide His children along the path of righteousness. Sign 4. Divine Intervention. Scripture, Isaiah 41 verse 10, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with My righteous right hand." There are moments in life when we find ourselves facing seemingly insurmountable obstacles or dangers. Yet, in the midst of our fear and uncertainty, God intervenes with His divine power and protection. These moments of divine intervention serve as undeniable proof of God's presence and His unwavering commitment to His children. When you encounter miraculous interventions in your life, recognize them as signs of God's love and providence. The story of Daniel in the lion's den illustrates God's miraculous intervention on behalf of His faithful servant. Despite facing the threat of death for his unwavering devotion to God, Daniel remained steadfast in prayer. In response, God sent His angel to shut the mouths of the lions, sparing Daniel from harm. This miraculous deliverance not only vindicated Daniel's faith, but also glorified God's sovereignty over all creation. Imagine a situation where you narrowly escape a life-threatening accident or evade harm in the face of imminent danger. In those moments, you may feel an overwhelming sense of gratitude and awe, recognizing that something beyond mere chance intervened on your behalf. These close calls serve as reminders of God's protective hand shielding you from harm and guiding you safely through life's perilous journey. Sign 5. Divine Assignments. Scripture, Jeremiah 29 verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God has a unique purpose and calling for each of His children, tailor-made to align with His divine plan for their lives. When God assigns you a specific task or mission, He equips you with the necessary gifts, talents, and resources to fulfill it. Pay attention to the opportunities and challenges that come your way, for they may be divine assignments designed to propel you toward your destiny. Embrace these assignments with faith and obedience, trusting in God's guidance every step of the way. In the book of Exodus, we encounter the story of Moses and the burning bush, an encounter that marked the beginning of his divine assignment to lead the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. Despite his initial reluctance and self-doubt, God assured Moses of His presence and empowerment to fulfill the monumental task set before him. Through obedience and faith, Moses embraced his divine assignment, ultimately leading the Israelites to freedom and fulfilling God's purpose for his life. Think about moments in your life when you felt a stirring in your heart, prompting you to step out in faith and pursue a calling or mission greater than yourself. Whether it's volunteering in your community, ministering to those in need, or pursuing a career that aligns with your passions and values, these moments of divine prompting are invitations to participate in God's redemptive work in the world. Embrace your divine assignments wholeheartedly, knowing that God will equip and empower you for the task at hand. Sign 6, Supernatural Provision. Scripture, Philippians 4 verse 19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. God is not only interested in fulfilling our spiritual needs, but also our physical, emotional, and material needs. When we find ourselves in situations where our resources are insufficient to meet our needs, God steps in with supernatural provision beyond our wildest imagination. Whether it's unexpected financial blessings, miraculous healings, or divine encounters with generous individuals, God's provision knows no bounds. Trust in his faithfulness to provide for you in every area of your life, knowing that he is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. One of the most well-known miracles recorded in the Gospels is the feeding of the 5,000 by Jesus. Faced with a large crowd of hungry followers and limited resources, Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, blessed them, and miraculously multiplied them to feed the entire multitude. This supernatural provision not only satisfied their physical hunger, but also revealed Jesus as the bread of life who satisfies our deepest spiritual longings. Reflect on moments in your life when you experienced unexpected blessings or provisions that came at just the right time. Whether it's receiving a financial windfall when you're facing a financial crisis, encountering a healing breakthrough when you're battling illness, or experiencing divine connections that open doors of opportunity, these instances of supernatural provision testify to God's abundance and generosity towards his children. Sign 7, Divine Revelation. Scripture, Jeremiah 33 verse 3, call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. God delights in revealing himself to those who earnestly seek him with an open heart and mind. Through his word, his creation, and his spirit, God unveils hidden truths, mysteries, and revelations that illuminate our understanding and deepen our relationship with him. Pay attention to the moments of divine revelation in your life, for they are opportunities to encounter God in profound ways and gain insights that transcend human wisdom. In the gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we read about the transfiguration of Jesus, a divine revelation of his glory witnessed by Peter, James, and John on a mountaintop. As Jesus was transfigured before them, his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. In this extraordinary moment, God's voice echoed from heaven, declaring, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." The transfiguration not only affirmed Jesus' identity as the Son of God, but also provided a glimpse of the heavenly glory awaiting those who believe in him. Think about times in your life when you received spiritual insights or revelations that deepened your understanding of God's character, his purposes, or his plans for your life. Whether it's gaining clarity on a difficult decision, receiving guidance through a scripture verse, or experiencing a profound encounter with God's presence, these moments of divine revelation are invitations to draw closer to God and align your life with his divine will. As we've explored these 7 signs of God's communication, it's evident that he desires an intimate connection with us, constantly reaching out in love and guidance. Whether through the perfect timing of events, the peace he instills within us, confirmation through prayer, his miraculous interventions, assignments tailored to our purpose, his abundant provision, or the revelation he grants, God's voice echoes throughout our lives, beckoning us to heed his call with faith and obedience. Therefore, I urge you to attune your ears and open your heart to God's voice today. Listen for his whispers in the stillness, feel his presence in the chaos, and recognize his hand in every circumstance. Respond with trust and surrender, knowing that his plans for you are good and his love for you is unending. So, I ask you again, are you listening? Mark 11 verse 24 says, Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, Help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.